colleagues, outstanding business before us is obviously our report on the Agistrat plan. A draft is before us. We're just discussing and observing with Honourable Singh that the state in which it is. And of course, given the fact that there was further engagement today, obviously some of the issues that came out would need to find expression there. But as it stands, in any case, we're just observing it's not in such a state that we could say we're ready to adopt it. And I propose that in attempting to doctor it, colleagues should feel free to give input directly with the researcher or the committee secretary, whether emailing, telephone call or something, and pointing the issues so that we save committee time when we're here and we make it a collective effort to improve on it. I've also asked that the AG's office also give a helping hand, because in any case we're reporting on them and we wouldn't want to misrepresent what we report on them. So it is in their interest as well that what we say, they say, and what we say they do is consistent with the truth. And then it's also the a report on the annual report of the AG. The draft is also in there. I don't know what your views are with regard to the state of that one. But let me hasten to say that we not have a quorum today, so it would be good if we can engage with those things with the intention of formally adopting next week. And then we then have the committee program for the fourth term, and then we recall that we also have the MFMA report that we considered, and we now need to report to the House on it. We said that the general reports, we will receive the general reports and we'll want to report on the general reports. But obviously, we will need to also interact with the other portfolio committees involved with these matters as well at a certain point. All right, so that is the issue. Is anybody who wants to comment on process on the way forward for today on these matters before I open up the discussion on any of those items? Yes, Honourable Singh?
Yeah, no, Chair, I agree on process.
Oh, sorry.
And I'll propose Honourable Singh later. Because we are in the majority here today, yeah, opposition. no, I agree with the process. I've made some recommendation is the audit directives, the five TREF increase, that's fine. The second one is the audit directive, but I don't know if we should include here a recommendation, the engagement with National Treasury on the question of the revenues and tax lighting, because I think it's important for us to keep that on the, on you know, don't put it in the back burner, so that, you know, we can talk to them about. So I thought that's an important recommendation of this committee, that National Treasury, we need to engage National Treasury. Because, I mean, the AG just said that this is a risk that they've identified, non-payment and things like that. I'm just saying that in general terms. Thank you.
I was recommending that Treasury considers top slicing, introducing top slicing, let's say, a method of you know, addressing the funding. A part of the review of the funding model. Colleagues, anybody else who wants to comment? But are you in agreement that we do not go reflect on this further and only approve next week? So colleagues, be seized with it, and if there are further beefing up that you propose, do forward suggestions directly to the support team.
Chair, I concur with Comrade Denadan thing.
Sure.
The first part of it.
Okay. Fine. Do we want to then proceed to the other reports? The first being on the annual report. Where is that? Analysis of the Auditor General's. Now that plan. That's the general report on the annual report. Do we have it in the document?
Yes.
All right. To improve on that, to do so. And then the MFMA one, my colleagues had time to look at that one. Any comments? What are you proposing? So we for all three reports. Use your mic.
Chairperson, I know that, for instance, Honourable Shopper Satori had some specific comments on this, and I wonder if it wouldn't be better to hold over until the next meeting as well.
And of course, we have two sets of minutes. I also postpone that. Well, the idea is that. All right. So go look at those minutes as well. Which then takes me finally to the proposed fourth term program. Johnny, do you want to quickly take us there?
The program. Chair, the program starts on the 26th of October, which was last week that we had us, and then again today it has the agenda on of today's meeting and so on. And then on the 9th, I think if my memory serves me correctly, it was Mr. Kurnov who mentioned that there has too many meeting dates on. Parliament will be rising earlier than what is on the program here. Mr. Koro, can you just help on it?
I think Parliament is rising on the 22nd of November. And then also, I think there must be an effort to make sure that it doesn't coincide with Constitutional Review Committee. Because, you know, then both committees struggle and we never have a quorum. So if there can just be a little bit of a, because they also get in late and delayed to adopt all their minutes and submissions because there's never a quorum. So if we sit together, we can have the maybe the same problem in both committees.
Now, concretely, what does it mean? Does it mean that Friday the 23rd of November and Friday the 30th of November are being taken off our program?
Yes.
Now, the where are we now with the 2nd November, which then leaves us with 2 days for the rest of the year, which is Friday the 9th and Friday the 16th of November. So it means that between those 2 days we should try and finalize all our business. All right? So let's make sure that we do everything in our power that come next week we're ready to adopt all these reports and minutes. Okay? And that's as far as the fourth term is concerned. Now, next year we do not have a draft program yet, do we? But we do need to do a bit of planning ahead. I suggested that in the budget that they submitted, maybe copy should be circulated to members, that we accommodate at least one oversight visit during this financial cycle before we lose it. Of course, it's going to be tricky when we still have so many outstanding reports to motivate for that kind of thing. We have not had as many oversight visits as we would have wanted to, and at this stage we've only been hovering at local government level. We haven't even moved to the provincial and the national spheres yet. So we need to start reflecting deeply on how to prioritize visits at those levels of government. I know local government is because of the challenges there that we prioritized on them. But we do need to, as per our strat plan, move to the other areas as well. Johnny, have you submitted the budget proposals and do you want to just update on that?
Yes, they have been submitted, Chairperson. We are running on the red at the moment, so one of the things that the budget proposal asks, because of the Austrian visit that cost us all our money, we needed to motivate for the additional number of meetings that we are going to have, and in addition to that, what other activities the committee is going to have. So the other things was, as the chairperson has mentioned, the oversight visit that will be taking place. So we made a proposal on that and has submitted to the office that looks into that, and they are busy with that at the moment. Yes.
We don't have the full complement to even agree on which provinces specifically to visit. Is there a particular motivation? Well, the cost will be close to zero because it will just be a matter of walking to the farm. Probably a short road trip there. But yeah, let's think about it, and maybe next week when we meet we could start sharing some ideas. All right. On that note, I don't know if there's any other urgent matter from your side. All right. Then we're going to adjourn and see each other next week, Friday.
Thank you.